Now, we're thinking this morning about the ascension of Jesus, the story that we've just heard, when he left the earth and returned to be with God in heaven. But I think there is something a little bit strange about that story. And I don't mean the fact that he disappears into a cloud. I mean, that clearly is very strange. But there's something else strange that I notice. Jesus says to his disciples, "Don't ever forget that I will always be with you." What makes it strange is the moment that he said that, he immediately then leaves them. "I will always be with you," and then he goes. So it begs a question: if God, in the person of Jesus, is always with us, where is he? Where is God if he's always with us? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some pictures, and I'm going to ask you, is God here? And I'd like you to shout out yes or no. You clear what you've got to do? Brilliant. So as I say, story. Jesus says, "I'm always going to be with you," disappears up to heaven. So, first up, is God here? Marvelous cathedral. Okay, next one. Is God here? This church. Next one, is God here? Beautiful sunset. Is God here? Mountaintop. Is God here? Ah, first set of dissenting voices. Okay, next one, is God here? Exams. Again, it's a mixture. Is God here? Supermarket. Next one. Is God here?
Yes.
I should have known my husband would shout yes to the pub. Is God here? In the office? Okay. No, somebody said. You haven't even started working yet either. It'll definitely increase once you do. Next one. Is God here at home with a grumpy child?
Yes.
I heard more no's on that one. Well, I want to suggest this morning that God is with us at all times and in all places. There is nowhere that we can go where we can't find God. So in our Bible story, Jesus tells the disciples that he'll always be with them, and then before he leaves them, he promises that he will send them his Holy Spirit. So Jesus will always be with them. He won't be with them in person, physically with them, but he will be with them in spirit. So the Bible promises that Jesus is always with us, not just when we're in church, but at all times and in all places. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, it's as if Jesus is walking alongside us. Maybe some of you know that poem Footprints that says the same thing in it. But actually, I don't know about you, sometimes it can be hard to believe that Jesus is alongside us, mainly because we can't see him and we can't audibly hear him. Sometimes we need him to remind us of his presence. I'm going to read you another story now. It's called God's Quiet Things, and it's a story all about God being with us. And this is a story that Olivia Simpson... See, she was saying to me for weeks, she said, "I've got a brilliant story. We need to read it in church." I said, "Yeah, okay, Olivia, all right." And then eventually she showed me the story and I went, "This is brilliant. We need to read this in church." So thank you, Olivia. Listen. Listen for God's quiet things. Butterflies with velvet wings, or raindrops making quiet rings on water. Listen. Can you hear a sound from worms that wiggle underground? Or any noise from fish that swim in ponds that lilies blossom in? Up high against the blue, blue sky, a quiet cloud is drifting by. Grasses waving in the breeze, or leaves just moving in the trees. Look and listen, high and low. God's quiet things are yours to know. Fluffy weeds grow seeds to share and send them sailing through the air to gardens where the sun shines in, where inchworms inch and spiders spin. Do you hear the darkness fall, the morning dew that comes to call? Night comes, day comes, up so high the sun and moon cross through the sky. Look and listen, everywhere God's quiet things are always there. Do you hear them? Do you hear them? Listen. I loved that story when I read it. I love the idea that there are quiet things all around us speaking to us about God's presence. And what that story seems to be saying is God is all around us. We discover him everywhere and anywhere. We just have to notice, to listen and look. I wonder if you've ever been anywhere and seen something that has reminded you of the presence of God. I put up pictures of sunrises and mountaintops. For many people, those things remind us of God. Yesterday, I was here at church. I spent the morning with Amelie. Is Amelie here today? She's one. We're going to see her. Here she is. Amelie's joy at playing with Play-Doh, her curiosity, almost moved me to tears because it made me think of the beauty of the world and the presence of God. 20 minutes spent in her company, I felt like I'd been on a retreat. Jesus is with us by his Holy Spirit, with us in spirit. Next week on Pentecost Sunday, we'll be celebrating that. But this week, I challenge you to look for God. Keep your eyes open. See if you can spot something that reminds you of the presence of God, something that gives you a moment of peace or joy or stillness or just a sense that there is something out there beyond yourself, maybe a reminder of love. Because I do believe that God... Oh, hang on, I forgot about the traffic jam. Is God here? Yeah, I think so too. We've got some more pictures. But I do think God is in all of these places. God is in the cathedral. God is in our church. God is in a sunset. God is in a mountaintop view. God is in a football match. That's right, those of you who might be playing later. God is in the exam hall when you take that test. God is in the supermarket when you trudge around having to do the tedious shop again. God is in the pub when you go to the pub. God is in the office if you're going there tomorrow. God is at home with you when you are trying desperately to be patient with a child. I think you can find God at all times and in all places. He's with us by his Spirit, and there are countless reminders of that if only we would notice them. Amen.